Good morning. It's March the 21st, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman Studio, Los Angeles, California, in the U.S. of A., on the great planet Earth. What a beautiful day in Los Angeles. And I just wanted to say that I am emboldened. And the only way to prove that to you is to play a song that brings you right into contact with that boldness that I have. I am never going to change. You see that group, the picture up there, the Temptations? Well, this is the way they sounded back in the day. Thank you for joining the old man for the webcast this morning. I'm going to play this number by the Temptations in a couple of minutes, but I want to tell you something. I am emboldened. A lot of people have been trying to tell me for years to back off, get in a corner, and go drop dead somewhere. Well, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I think that that's a coward's way out. And there's enough damn cowards in my environment and in my world, and I'm not. Now, the second thing that I'm not going to do is I'm not going to forbid God. No, I'm not going to do that. Because to be popular today, you have to say no to a deity and yes to stupid, depraved human beings. I don't do that. I was grown up in a culture that promised my safety and longevity. I'm 71 years old. How old is your son going to become? You still let him go out by himself, walk on the streets at 14? Huh? I was talking with a man that's 22 years old. He told me that every time he walks on the streets, that some other dudes are trying to pick him up. And I told the young man, well, you need to change the way you dress, or change the way you look, or change the way you walk. And then he didn't listen to me, and he was approached, and he became frightened. Because I told the young men that they are harvesting human organs from young men that they pick up in the street. Check it out. LAPD will verify that they will find a dead body at least once a week in an alley somewhere with kidneys or other things cut out, and the body is there. Now, why is this happening? Because there's so many children running around on the streets without parents that give a darn about their lives. And these people need human organs to survive because their kidneys are failing, their spleen is out, or whatever the heck they have. And where else can they get them? From the rich produce of children running loose in the street. So I told this young man, I said, if you really want to be smart, you want to take the passages where there are street lights, where there are buses running, where you are, well, where you can ingest your cognitive dissonance. Now, why do I respond like this? Because the Bible tells me to love one another in response to God's love for us. I would talk with a young man, a young woman, and tell them that because God loves me so much, and through the environment that I came up in, that's what made me the way I am. Genuine love is always serving other people. I read in one portion of the Bible, it says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in various forms. You see, I'm emboldened to do that since August of 1967. Regardless of who I am, deep down in my soul, deep down in my mind, I am that first of all. Don't tell me to stop. Don't tell me to shut up. Don't tell me to go die. You go die. I'm telling you that we're involved in a war of humanity. And you want to know how emboldened I am? I'm going to let you know just how emboldened I am right now. I want you to listen to this, and then you will know who I am and why I am. You hear that piano in the background? You know who that is? That is one of the favorite groups that I listened to when I was a young man. I want you to listen to the words of the song.
Like a snowball rolling down the side of a snow-covered hill.
What?
It's growing.
What else? Listen.
Like the size of a fish that the man claims broke his reel.
What is it doing?
It's growing.
It's growing. Listen.
Like a rosebud blooming in the warmth.
Yes.
Summer sun.
What is that rose doing?
It's growing.
It's growing. Listen.
Like a tale by the time it's been told.
Yes.
By more than one.
What is it doing? growing. Now listen.
Every day it grows a little more than it was the day before. My love for you just grows and grows. Oh, how it grows and grows. And where it's gonna stop, I'm sure nobody knows. Hey, hey, hey. Nobody knows how it grows and it grows and it grows. Nobody knows. Hey, hey, hey. Nobody knows how it grows and it grows. Like the need in a guy to see his girl when she's gone.
Temptations was talking about their love growing for the girl. You know, it gets stronger and stronger. Well, the older I become, my love for my community from where I live grows. It matters not if that community is in a difficult state of mind. It matters not whether the money's gone, the families are broken up. I will always love my community. Now, Romans 12, 9 and 10. Now, wait a minute. Don't get mad because I'm bringing up a Bible verse. You see, and that's a problem with a lot of you that come to my website. You have no God. You have no spiritualness in you. And then when dangerous time comes, you have nothing to fall back on. Look at what it says. It says, love must be sincere. See, there's a lot of insincere people walking around in our world. You think that because somebody got millions that they care for you? Oh, no. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. See, that's me. What do you do? And listen, a person is not evil because they differ with you, because they're Democrats or they're Republican or they're liberal or conservative. They may eat cabbage. You may eat cauliflower. God's not concerned about that. He says, hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Then he says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Now, it matters not because, like I told you on the other webcast, a lot of these youngsters don't have any parents. They don't have the correct guidance or upbringing. But we are commanded to love them and to understand them and to try to put up with them and to try to assist them. Check this out. I was looking at a wonderful, what website was that on this morning? And I wanted to introduce the website to you because my philosopher friend, Dan Majors, who used to take, let me see. Yeah, he used to take Bible studies with me years ago. Now he's a grown man playing in a band and everything. Well, he hip me to a website this morning, and I can't think of it right now, but the website, let me go into the bookmark because I recently bookmarked it. Just a second. Here it is right here. It's this particular website. Yeah, and it's called The Real News. And they had an article on there talking about in Europe, they've legalized certain drugs, and the rate for someone dying over drugs or going to jail because of drugs, they don't do that. As a matter of fact, they offer certain drugs to the public that's hooked on this stuff that have become addicts, and the person eventually gets off of the drug, instead of locking them up and incarcerating them and not looking at the things that cause certain people to get on drugs, if you get my drift. Some people use the powder recreationally, and some people use the powder because they're trying to survive what's happening to them in the society that they're living in. Now, if you're a godly person, right? Because you're the godly person, and what you want to do is you want to help them get saved, whatever that is. Why don't you try doing this verse? Jesus said in John 13:34, a new commandment I give you, love one another. Let's stop right there. He didn't say go to prison for having 6 grams of marijuana. Why is the young lad at 14 smoking 6 grams of marijuana in one night? Where's his parents? What happened to him 2 weeks ago? Come on, let's get real with it. You see, because I know you Bible wavers. I've always been a Bible waver, but I don't wave it like that. I don't wave it to show people that I'm docking on the shore, so run from me because I'm coming with some kind of an abnormal judge machine to try to send someone to a burning hell. No. Why would a young lad smoke 6 grams of weed in one night and wake up in oblivion? There's a problem going on. And if we are not sensitive to that problem and having our love growing and growing, like the Temptations just sung about, well, then we're going to be tempted to judge them in a negative way. And that's what the church has been doing. And no one is listening to church people anymore. Secondarily, because church people are hypocritical. I know, because I've been in church people most of my life, and I've been very hypocritical, especially if I point the finger at someone else and don't realize that 4 more fingers are pointed right back in my direction. So what I'd like you to do is I want you to become replete in your being able to stand up for what is right at all times. And then you will know what being emboldened means. You can look it up in the dictionary. I thought about the word as I got up this morning, because I said, no, I was in the kitchen making a cup of coffee, and I said, no, I will not ease up. I'm going to continue with the same fervency and even turn the flames up higher. And what I'm admonishing you to do in this very short webcast is to do the very same thing. Well, I hope that your Saturday is going to be as great as mine is. I've already detailed the many. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do this afternoon after I grade papers. What are you going to do? You know what I'll probably do? Drive into the inner city, go to a local place where people hang out, and just hang out with them and get involved in some discussion. And then I'll turn them on to my website and ask them to get back in touch with me and let me know what they think of it. Now, remember, an answer is required. You want to listen to that one. Because on the March 19th cast, that spoke about what a lot of white people are doing. They're arming themselves to protect themselves from a lot of my young ghetto swag brothers in the hood that had better not push the wrong button. Holding On for Life, down on March the 17th, pretty good webcast that gives you a lot of scripture that helps you wade through this foolishness. Of course, last Sunday's webcast, March 15th, Psalms, Eternal Lessons, Psalm 69. You want to listen to that. And Lord willing, tomorrow morning, I hope to get up early and have another lesson in the book of Psalms for you. Well, PJ is still alive and doing pretty good. And thank you to those of you that contend and remain emboldened. And for those of you that don't agree with my style of pastoring now, that's your bad, not mine. Whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay in the Word.